Okay, very exciting. We're starting the actual Nefesh HaChaim, finished with the Hakdama. I have a number of volumes of Nefesh HaChaim. The reason is I'm looking for the same one that you have. If you get the page, but I guess page one is page one. So.
27.
Page
27.
Oh, so there's a different one then. Okay. After all that. Shar Aleph, Perek Aleph. Let's just read a little bit. Siv says in the Torah of Vayivra Elokim es ha'adam b'tzalmoy b'tzalam Elokim bara oisai. This is the first words of the Nefesh HaChaim, is meaning that this is what the Sefer is about to some extent, and that is that Hashem created man b'tzalmoy b'tzalam Elokim bara oisai. It seems to be two things. Vayivra Elokim es ha'adam b'tzalmoy b'tzalam Elokim bara oisai. What's the poetry here? Tzalmoy is tzalam, tzalam Elokim. Hine omek pnimius inyan ha'tzalam, what exactly a tzalam is, humidvarim ha'omdim b'rumay shel olam. These are exalted concepts which are ethereal and way beyond our capacity to fully understand. What does it mean, Tzelem Elokim? The simple kasha is, how can we look like Hashem if Hashem doesn't look like anything? There's no aspect of looking like by Hashem. So it's Ruma Shalayla, but who kailel, understanding this idea of Tzelem Elokim, includes kolel, rov sisrei pnimius hazayhar. Understanding this is to understand the majority of the secrets of the Zohar. Of the Medayek, not all the secrets of the Zohar, just the majority. Right. Amnon Khan, we're going to limit ourselves here. B'midas tselem, nedaber b'milas tselem. K'derech ha'pashtonim ha'rishonim zel. And we'll go with the derech of the Rishonim. Al pasuk nasa adam b'tzalmenu kidmusenu. So, just before, I just want to get a little bit. I'm certainly not going to, nor am I capable of understanding the roiv pnimius soidois hazayhar. But just the basic pasuk, I just want to understand. So, let me just show you here that if you look in the book of in the parsha of Bereishis. So we have a few different references. In Perek Aleph, where it speaks about the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, so the actual creation of the world. So that was on Vayomer Elokim, came Friday, Yom Shishi. Vayomer Elokim, what happened on Friday? Yomer Elokim Toitze Haaretz Nefesh Chaya Lemina Behema Veremes V'Chayse Eretz Lemina Vayichein. Let the earth give forth animals, the whole animal kingdom, everything, lions, tigers, bears, snakes, birds, everything, all came from the earth, just like man, just like Adam came from earth. So says the Chumash, I'm not doing Zohar yet, Chumash, everything came from the earth. Vayas Elokim eschayes haaretz lemina ves habehema lemina ves kol remes haadama leminehu vayar Elokim kitay. So Hashem created all of the different animals, each one separate, right? Lions are not like birds. Everyone is lemina. And all of a sudden you had a zoo over here. You had a whole... What animal was missing in this whole picture?
Man.
Vayomer Elokim, next thing is, Hashem says, this is Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavav, important Pasuk. Vayomer Elokim, then Hashem said on Friday, Nasa Adam. Now let's make man. I've made all the animals. I've made all the birds. Now I made the fish. Yomer Elohim Nasa Adam Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. Something different. Nasa Adam Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. Beyirdu Bidgas Hayom Uboif Hashamayim Uva Behema V'chol Oretz V'chol Remes HaRomes Al Oretz. Here's my company. Now I'm making the CEO. Here's somebody who's in charge. Beyirdu. Beyirdu means that this creation is all Friday. Now this, I need something to control all this. There's a whole world that I just made of animals. We already made the grass and the water and all those things on the previous days. But anything that breathes, let's say, was created on Friday. And now Hashem said, Nasa Adam Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. Now let's create something different, Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. So until now, the whole Bria was not Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. What will be his purpose, man's purpose? The Yirdu Bidgas Hayom Uba'oif HaShemayim. Why did God create man? This is the subject of every Kabbalah Sefer. Why did God create man? And the answer is, says the Chumash, the Yirdu Bidgas Hayom Uba'oif HaShemayim Uba'behema B'chol Ha'aretz. He's in charge. What does V'yir do? How do you want to translate V'yir do?
Control.
Rodebo. Yeah, Rodebo. He'll control. Remes, al arts. We're even controlling the ants and the spiders, everything. So here we have that Hashem created us. Bitzalmeinu kidmuseinu. So we have two things unique to man which did not exist in anything else in the creation of the world, and that's two things. One is called Selem, and one is called Demus. Neither of which do I know what they are. But that's what it says in the Chumash. We're created in Hashem's Selem and Demus. Pasuk of Zayin Vayivra Elohim es Adam Bitzalmai. B'tzelem alikim bara isai. That's the pasuk that Nefesh HaChaim brings. Next pasuk, that Hashem created man b'tzelmai. He just said that, but before that, it didn't say that he created him. He said, let us create this person. So now he created him. In other words, like before, it seems like from here, that before Hashem created man, he said, I'm going to create man. It was like I'm going to do something. And then he did it. Again, there's a kfeilut in the pasuk here, it seems. And in this man, Zachar Nekeva Baroisa, created male female. So the pasuk shot in the pasuk is we don't know yet about Chava. We just know about Adam. And Adam was a male female creation. It was just one thing, Adam. I'm going to create man, Adam. And this Adam will have Zachar Nekeva. So was this Siamese, or was it two different ways of the Neshama, or was it a look, or did he have like long hair on one side and short hair on the other side? Like what's the Nekuda? Sheitel, right? Weren't married. He wasn't married. what was this Zachar Nekeva? We don't know. I'm just reading you the pasuk, right? But usually this, you know, like everyone's Maver Seder, they usually skip Rashis because it comes out on Simchas Torah. Vayivarech Oisam Melekim. Now we have already two people. Vayarmi Lahem Melekim, Puravu, Milos Haaretz, Kivshua, Rizgubit Gas Hayam, do your job, Puravu. Multiply, Milos Haaretz, Kivshua, Rizgubit Gas Hayam, Vayif HaShabai, Mechol Chaya, Rames Al Haaretz. And I give you everything for your use, Hashem says. Omer Elokim, Hine Nasati Lachem Es Kol Esav Zoreya Zera Asher Al Pnei Kol Haaretz V'Eskola Eitz Asher Boi Priya Eitz Zoreya Zora Lachem Yelachla. You could eat whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. Chol Chayes Haaretz L'Chol Chayif HaShemayim. You can take the animals and use them. They become your beasts of burden. You can eat them. Asher Boi Nefesh Chayes Kol Yerek Esav Lachla. Get those cucumbers. Vayichein. Vayar lekim es kol asher asa v'hinei toiv ma'od vayyera vayyiboyker yoyim hashishi. Oh, We just went through Friday. So Friday was, so there's a switch here between created a person and then created man and woman. Now, if you go ahead in the Torah, you'll get the story, like the details of this. What happened was, Hashem created Adam, says in the Chumash, Hashem created Adam. This is like Klal, Luprat, Luklal. Hashem created Adam, one. Later on in the Chumash, another couple pages, it says that it's not good for a person to be by himself. Nobody to fight with, nobody to work off of. You know, there's no tension there. No tension, nothing happens. So I need to create a woman also. And then we know that he took this one Adam and somehow split him in two, which is called in the Lashon of Chazal, the Nesira. This is the famous Nesira, which sawed him in half. Again, physically, spiritually, there was one became two. And then what we all like to say at the chuppahs, and now two becomes one.
Okay.
Like we're going back, but that's way later. Right now, one becomes two. That's what happens. That's the deal. That's the detail of Friday. There's a lot of detail here we don't know. But one of the details we don't know is how one became two. Just before we're just medayik more in it, if you go for, that's in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavah, Friday. If you go a little bit further in the Chumash to Perek Hay, so in Perek Hay it says, Zeh Sefer told us Adam. Again, everything happened already. At this point of the story, in Perek Hay, that was Perek Aleph. By the time we get to chapter 5, Cain already killed Hevel. So they, you know, we're progressing. Humanity's moving. Right? We already had a murder. How many people were there already? How many people were there? Already Cain killed Hevel. But at the end, then there goes Chazar. Zeh Sefer told us Adam, B'yayim bra Elohim Adam. This is the story of the history of man. B'yayim bra Elohim Adam. From the day that Hashem created Adam, B'dmus Elohim Asa Isai. That he created him in the dmus of Elohim. What's missing here? Tzelem. Here he said, I create a man, B'tzalmenu kidmusenu. Tzelem and dmus, which I admittedly don't know the difference. But what's interesting is, there were two things, Tzelem and dmus. And then in Perek Hey, when we do Chazara here, Hashem does Chazara, he said, Yom Bra Lakim Adam, that on the day that God created man, Bidmus Elohim Asa Isai, Zachar Nekeva Bra'am, Vayivarech Isam, Vayikrash Mam Adam, Yom He Bar'am. So, let's take a wild guess. What happened to the Tzelem Elohim?
Hashem is one, so obviously we can't have an image.
Too deep. Just push up shot. What happened to the Tzelem Elohim? We're going to get lost here. We ate from within Avera. We ate from the Eitz Hadas. Cain killed Hevel. We messed up big time. Hashem created a world. I made man, B'Tzalmenu. Kid Musenu, I say Pashib Shah here. I made him B'Tselem or B'Dmus. And now we're referred to as the Dmus and not the Tselem.
So before, when it mentions Tselem, it doesn't mention Dmus with it.
It does, B'Tselemenu Kid Musenu.
Right, but afterwards then it just talks about Tselem.
Yeah.
The Pashib's not going on now, the Pashib's going on before.
Right.
Saying right now, you're only
doing the same. So if we're looking at it now, when we look back in history, mashma, that there was no, that the Tzelem part didn't take. I don't know. You're making a good point, clearly.
Does it say Tzelem after Hashem split the two? Is Tzelem still used after Hashem split the Adam and Hava?
So let's look a little bit further. Parak Tess. in Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach, second parsha of the Torah. It says, I'm sorry, Parak Tes. This is where they came out of the Teva already. So they came out of the Teva, so Hashem gave Noach and his children, the survivors, a bracha. And the bracha was, Purvu Milus Haaretz. So this is the, when he created them, he said Purvu, but it wasn't called bracha. It wasn't called bracha, and it wasn't called mitzvah, even. Where you find the first mitzvah in the Torah is Purvu, it's from here. Parshas Noah, not from Parshas Bereishis. Because here Hashem said, it's called Bracha, Purvu Milus Haaretz. And then he said, Umarachem v'chitchem yi al kol chayas haaretz. He told Noah and his children that you will intimidate the entire animal kingdom, v'al kol leif ha-shamayim, even the birds, v'chol asher timoysa adamu, v'chol tgei ha-yam, b'yedchem nitanu. It's all in your hands. The world's in your hands. So it sounds like a rebirth, right? Like he created the world, destroyed the world, let's play it again. Created the world, Noah comes out of the teva, new bracha says the same thing almost that he said, l'chatchila, purvu, and you're in charge of the entire world.
Why is it a bracha over here?
Why is it a bracha? I don't know. I mean, I do know, but I'm not telling you. Kol remes asher hu chai lachem ye lo achla ki yarekes of nasati lachem es kol. You can eat everything you want. Everything's kosher. You can eat everything. And there's not even an eitz hadas over here, you know? Like it's really, because we're already out of Gan Eden. Now we're holding in Turkey someplace, you know? Ach, baser benafshay damay lo sechel. Just don't eat other people. Like, l'chol apachos. Rav Kook, Sefer Tzadik Livracha, was a vegetarian. So he...
You should die.
He's a vegetarian. I mean, it's not, I'm sure it's not like the way his mother raised him in Poland. He's a vegetarian. And he writes that... he writes a lot of... He doesn't write that you have to be a vegetarian. And there are those Talmidim that there's a controversy amongst the Talmidim whether he ate Basar on Shabbos or not. It could be ate a Kazayas Basar on Shabbos, could be not. Seems to be a machlokas what he did or what he didn't do. So why did they just see that he ate Shalom, that he didn't eat Shalom? My wife has a great grandfather, Rav Avram Nachman Schwartz, who was the Rav of Baltimore, original 1909, you know, like that. And he's the founder of Neri Yisrael, the founder of TA, the founder of Beis Yaakov, the founder. He was the Rav Nachum Schwartz. So, when he talked to old people that remember him, now I don't know if there were, but when I first got married, there were still people that remembered him. So I would always hear two things. Some people would say, "Oh yeah, the Rav, you know, he's such a chash of a person. He used to come and eat in my house. You know, we were very close with him." And then other people say, never ate in anybody's house. I walked into this family and I said, did he or didn't he? What was the, happened to be very nogay of me because at that time I was just became a rabbi in a community where, I made a thing that I shouldn't eat in anybody's house. You know, eat in one and not another. Here, Baruch Hashem, it's not so nogay. But over there, it was very nogay. And eating this person, I'm not. But anyways, what's the resolve that came out was that he never ate in anybody's house, but everybody thought that he ate in their house. Right, you hear it? It's like the ultimate in midos tovos. You know, you make a big deal about it. You want? Can you come over for dinner? I don't eat in anybody's house. So no, sure. You know, come over, sit, and somehow or another, worked it out. They didn't eat in anybody's house. That's the goyness of a good rub. So, I mean, I'm just saying, was Rip Cook a vegetarian, not a vegetarian? Like, could be that some people thought he was, some people thought he wasn't. You know, somebody gave him cholent. Okay, here's the cholent. Maybe he only ate the potatoes. I don't know. You know, but anyways, why am I saying this? Because he writes in one place that he says his regesh is, and he was a big Baal regesh, that when Hashem said that you're allowed to eat meat, that was mostly so we shouldn't become cannibals. What do you think? No. Meaning like there's a natural taiva for busing. Is there such a taiva for busser? You know, like you walk by somebody's house and they're making a barbecue. Like, you know, my gosh, how do I get invited into this place? You know, like it's an amazing thing. Like right? Something like if they'd be making fish, it wouldn't. You know, it's got to be busser. You know, real busser. Yeah, it's a kasha. Sometimes in this country, it doesn't smell like a barbecue. but a barbecue is a barbecue, right? So the taiva is so strong that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be matir meat. Otherwise, the taiva would take us to be cannibalistic. But that would be our nisayon. Nobody wakes up in the morning thinking, I think I'm going to eat another person's head. Why? Because you can eat a hamburger. That's what he says. I'm not agreeing, disagreeing. I'm just saying.
What the Rambam said about kabbalas.
Same type of thing, but there it doesn't talk about eating people.
So we shouldn't come to do the type of something else.
Like cannibalism is beyond murder because the guy could be dead. I think you're still a cannibal. I don't know the halacha. You're still a cannibal, I think. So here in all things, ach baser benafshei damai loy seichelu. Okay, so the thing is here in Parshas Noach, where we have the sort of rebirth of the world. And then it says, "Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damai yishofech." That if you kill somebody else, then you should be killed. Simple pshat in the pasuk. Why? Ki b'tzelem aleikim asas adam. You hear that, Rabbi Yaakov? Ki b'tzelem aleikim asas. Here was a mabul already. So b'tzelem aleikim asas adam. So very interesting that at the beginning of the bria, basi rak lahayir. At the beginning of the Bria, so B'tzal Meinu Kid Musenu. It comes to the Zeh Sefer told us Adam is B'dmus Elikim. And now, by Noach, when he comes out of the Teva, so it's B'tzelem Elikim. So one place we drop the Tzelem, place two, we drop the Tzelem, and place three, we drop the D'mus. And we go, I guess, back to Tzelem, but still not both. And that's the end of it. That's the end of the references here in the Chumash. So what are we at the end? So I can understand why we got back our Tzelem, because after the Mabul, you see Puravu, you see there was a repetition. My shot, I don't know if this is correct, but this is the way I understand it, that after the Mabul was like a sort of a recreation of the world, second chance, if you will, at the world. Hence, he told Noach Ubano Pruervu Milus Haaretz, like he said before, Uridu Bidgas Hayam, take over the whole world, like he said before, and don't kill anybody like you did before. Why? Because remember, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam. So the Tzelem sort of came back, and the Tumus, what happened to the Tumus face of Mish? Maybe that's Pashit, but so that's my three Mar Makomos and the Chumash, which I want to be Miyashiv. So again, the Rechai Volozhin says that we're not going to really understand what it means to be B'Tzelem Elokim because Roiv Sisrei HaZayar Tluyim Bay, and we're not holding by Roiv Sisrei HaZayar, but we're holding by Psukim and Chumash, Gracious. So what's the Tzelem? What's the Dmus? And do we got it or do we not? Do we have it? Like do we have it or do we not? The other, of course, the important question here is, which everybody, this is religions have been started because of this question, that why did Hashem say B'Tzelmenu Kidmusenu? What's the plural here? B'Tzelmenu Kidmusenu, we created, let us create man. B'Tzelmenu Kidmusenu, let us create man. I mean, let alone there's only one God, but nobody was there wasn't anything else. So, there was nobody else. So, let us. So, you know, of course, Havdol Havdol is the Christians. So, okay, well, you know, you see, there's a triplicate here, you know, and dualism and polytheism became the way of the world. Until Avraham Avinu, Parshas Lech Lecha, the plurality of God was obvious to people, and Avraham Avinu said that everything has to start from one point, and everything else has to be avodah zarah, because if you're not going as high as you can, then you haven't reached the point of the spitz of echad. So Avraham Avinu taught the world about the monotheism instead of the polytheism of the world. So monoth is one, and poly is many, and it got down to two: the God of good, the God of evil. However, the world wanted to understand it. The pasuk Shara Shuha Olam is that God Himself says, the Chumash itself says, that let us create man, let us create man in our image. So this is a kasha, which is obviously probably extremely important question if we want to understand Avraham Avinu and if we want to understand Judaism. So let me just say over to you, I'm going to paraphrase the Zohar, because the Zohar is in Aramaic. So the Zohar on the pasuk here, B'tzalmeinu k'dmuseinu, says the following. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, animals, everything, fish, plants, rocks, or to put it in the words of the Zohar, doimeim, semeach, chai, and everything was different, right? Every single creation of Hashem was different. No two things are the same. Leminam. Hashem was very medactic. There's a species, spider species, but the spider species is different, and that in each spider is different than the others. No two spiders that are the same. There's no two tipat mayim even. That's exactly the same. Everything is different molecular. Why? Why does everything have to be different? Like, why does it have to be so many billions of things? Why can't it just be robots? Like, if we would create the world, create a robot and then works, get out a couple million of them and you have a world. What's the problem? Works, right? So, all right? Every refrigerator is the same, exactly the same, right? If you want to buy something, cool, so you got to buy something which it's the only one like this. Everyone's a little bit different, like a distressed table or something. It's distressed differently. But so the pshat is, says the Gemara, in the Zohar says, Shalayato kina, b'maisa b'reishis. Nothing in Hashem's Bria should feel threatened. There shouldn't be a kina in the maisa b'reishis. Like, what? No goldfish should walk around or swim around saying, feeling like, what was I created for? You know, my fellow goldfish can do the same thing that I can do. So, no, you're a little bit different. Like, so, Kal v'chomer, not even daisies, you know, are the same. Nothing is repetitive here in the Bria. Kishem, she parts of Feyam, Enum, Shavah, Poshet, right? No two people, identical twins look the same, they're not the same. The opinions are different, the thinking is different. No two things that are the same. Almost, but not there. So loyal hatzel kina. So now I'm going to create man, says the Zohar. Create man. I'm going to create man, says the Zohar. Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ma'isa b'reishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu called the meeting of the whole ma'isa b'reishis. Kivyochol. And said, now let's create a person, and the person will have a little bit of everything here. Jack of all trades, Adam of all trades. You can swim, he'll be able to swim. Not every animal can swim, he'll be able to swim. You can run, he's going to be able to run. You can see, he's going to be able to see. You can think. So everyone, like, it was like a big parlor meeting, and everybody had to make a contribution. Meaning, I'm not maskim, says the deer, I'm not maskim that man should be able to run as fast as me. I'm the runner here. Can we run as fast as deer? No. Are we as strong as lions? No. But we have a little bit of each thing, so we're really inferior to everything in the Bria. Are we as big as elephants? Are we as can we grow pears out of our head? What can we do? So, but a little bit of everything we have, So this was a hakpada, says the Zohar, from the Maisa Bereishis on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person then becomes a culmination, if you will, of all the various, a sampling of all the various koichos that are in the Bria, and it gets into this man, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, according to the Zohar, Nase Adam B'Tzalmenu Shaloi Lahatzel Kina B'Masa Bereishis, let's all come together and create this person, and he's in charge. He's in charge. Now, we could have a Mishnah of, was it Ben Hazai, who said, have a Ratz Kitzvi. You have a little tzvi in you, you know. So if you have a little tzvi in you, run like a deer. Tiskaber kari. You have gvur in you, get up. You know, if we have the whole bracious in us, so I'm just saying, like, you know, also we have, like, domain. We also have this rock part of us, which is, makes it so difficult to get up in the morning. That's what it is. And I was like, like, you know, just for that get up and go, you know, got up and went sometimes because we're domain. There's a part of us which is domain, like a rock. Part of us which is like a vegetable. These are great meditational features. I am a cucumber. You can, you know there's so much to be, you know, it doesn't only start with an ari, discover kari, there's all these things are mandated for a person, but what's interesting is that the man can't do any of it as good as that which he's imitating. You can't be a rock like a rock is a rock, because if somebody steps on you, you say, hey, I'm also a tzomeach. You know, like, so that hurt. You know, or if you step on a monkey's foot, so the monkey gets crazy. So, like, you know, you can't swim like a fish, you know, because I'm also a human, so humans have to breathe. They have to breathe in a different type of way. So we're everything, on the one hand, kolel kolel bria kula, says the Zohar, but we're not quite the serious aspects of the Bria. This, by the way, is like shot in the Pasuk, Nasa Adam Mitzalmeinu. It's also shot in life. Like we need to understand, you know, who we are in life. And every animal is going to, every animal and every part of the Bria is Chitas Elokim, Hashem says enough. Chitas Elokim al Adam, that Adam is going to have this ability to be able to relate and, in fact, manage and supervise the entire Bria. And that's what's going on. Comes the Vilna Gaon on the Zohar. The Gaon's in Adar Selyo. I happen to see this morning in Shacharis that it's actually quoted in this Siddur Hagra by the Sheva Brachas. Asher Yotzaris Ha'adam B'tzalem B'tzalem T'mus T'avnisai. Think about that for a little bit. Asher Yotzar, here's the key words. Asher Yotzar, not Baro, which is, I'll go back at some point to show you how the different Lashonos of Asiya Bria, Atzilus Bria, Yetzir Asiya, are all in this Asa Es Adam, Yotzar Es Adam, Bara Es Adam, all different Lashonos of Bria, extremely important and significant. Not everything is the same. Bara is not, and in Sheva Brachos we say, Asher Yotzar Es Adam, B'Tzalmoi. Singular. Yotzar, Betzalem. Tzalem, singular. Betzalem Elohim, right? Again, just like the Pasuk seems to repeat for no understandable reason, so does the Sheva Brachas. Betzalem Elohim, let me just, instead of embarrassing myself, because I always get the seventh bracha. Asher Yotzar Es Adam B'Tzalmoi, B'Tzalem Demus Tavnisai. Whoa! So look at the concept here. First of all, Asher Yotzar Es Adam B'Tzalmoi, B'Tzalem Demus. New idea, Tavnisai. Brand new idea, Tavnisai. What's a Tavnit?
Blueprint.
You think?
Template.
Mold, it's probably the right word. The thing you put the cake batter in, that's a tavnit. So, some molds here. So, description of a person that we give under the chuppah, you know. You have to, not ask me to make the bracha, you'd ask the bracha. Like, you need the Rambam here to make this bracha. Yasher yotzar zahad b'tzal boi b'tzalem demus tavnisoi v'hiskin loy mimenu binyan hatayad. Right? Now, from him, prover fu, umilus haaretz, v'hiskin, hiskin, that's a new idea. Tikun, hiskin loy mimenu. Help me, Hebraists. Hiskin, who? Hashem. Lo, who? Who?
Adam.
Adam. Mimenu?
Hashem.
Mimenu. Binyan adayad. Vehiskin, loy, mimenu. Binyan adayad. Baruch atah Hashem. Yoitzer, ha'adam. I just described to you the Yitzira, not the Asiya, not the Baniya, not the Bria. But the Yitzira of the Adam is Yitzir HaAdam.
Adam is a Hamakira?
I don't know. So the Goyin says here as follows. This is a quote from the Deres Eliyahu. Ksiv. Vayivra lekimas HaAdam bitzalmoy. Bitzalmoy biyurai. Rech Hashem for the Vilna Gaon. Bitzal moy biyurai, and I'm. By the way, I have in my computer a 19-page Word document of a kuntris of all the mefarshim that are masbir what selam is and what demus is, which I'm happy to email to any of you for homework. But every zayar, every yalkut ruveni, every yalkut shimoni, and every ramban, and it's fascinating. We could talk about it for a year, but I probably won't. But at least for another 3 minutes. That Salmai says the Gaon Biurai, the Pshat is Bitzelem Hagavoya Vahameula. Tzelem refers to Tzelem Hagavoya Vahameula. Vayivra hu Briyas Hanashama. Vayivra Elohim as Adam Bitzalmai. Bria. Don't forget, in the world of the Ilamais, Atzilos Bria is very high. So Bria is at the beginning of the creation, Bria, beginning, I don't mean the beginning in chronologically, but the beginning of the first steps, the first of the recipe of man is called Bria. First step on the assembly line is called Bria. So Vayomer Bria, who Bria's HaNeshama? So that can only talk about the Neshama, because the Neshama was created before the Guf. V'hu B'Tzalmoy, and that's the Tzelem, says the Goy. V'hu Iker HaAdam, and that's the main thing. Kiaguf nikra basar ha'adam. So what you have here is that it's an existential question. That what is the ikir ha'adam? So he says, well, the first thing that was created is in the Bria is the Tzelem. Vayivra lekimas ha'tzelem. And that is Vayivra that tells us, says the Vilna Gaon, pay attention to the words, that Vayivra is the world of Bria, which is the first step of formation, the first step of creation. So obviously it's talking that Tzelem equals Neshama equals Bria. You with me? Vayivra, Tzelem, Neshama. And that's what that is, the Tzelem. Umilas Tzelem. Oh, I'm sorry, Bitzalmenu. What is Bitzalmenu, says the guy? Shetzuras kol haminim yisachdu b'min ha'adam. Kidei sheyichbashu kulam tachas yadai. Right, I just told you the Zohar. He doesn't quote the Zohar, but that's what he's referring to. That all of the Bria Kula yisachdu became echad b'min ha'adam. Kidei sheyichbashu kulam tachas yadai, so the man can control them. It's so interesting that you have to have a little bit of fish in you if you want to control fish. You have to have a little bit of earth in you if you want to control earth. So we're earthy, and we're fishy, and we're doggy. Like, we're all these things. And that's today, says the Vilna Gaon, sheyichbashu kulam tachas yadav, and which includes doimen, rocks. We've got to be a little bit of a rock to be able to control the rocks. Soimeach, we have to be a little bit of a vegetable to be able to control the vegetables. Chai, that's animals. Midaber. The shivim koichos hateva vaseichel. There's 70 koyachos altogether, which is fascinating because there's 70 nations in the world. There's 70 families that went out of Mitzrayim, Shivim. 70 ponim l'tayra.
Medav is over animals, though. Medav is the only thing that's over
animals. Yeah, but it's still, Yisrael is higher, so which is important. What happened now? Says the Goyin, and this is what's so important. V'nosan boy chelik elikai mimal shehu yavoy l'Hashem yisparach. The I was first created. This is a big chiddush in understanding the Zohar, and with this I'll leave it for today. We understood the Zohar, at least I explained the Zohar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called this big meeting of the whole Bria and said, okay, everybody's got to be willing to give up some of their unique kochos because I'm creating an Adam. So the Adam's going to be a little bit of a tzvi, a little bit of an ari, and a little bit of a rock. The Goyim's understanding of the Zohar are much deeper than I am. That every part of the Bria is the part below it plus. So a tzomeach, let's say, which is a vegetable, has a little bit of rock in it. So it's rock, vegetable. An animal has a little bit of rock, vegetable, animal. Right? So everything has what's underneath it, says the Goyim. That's what I just read to you. A medaber, or a person, has in it domain, someach, chai, medaber. So it's not that everybody contributes a little bit. I have everything plus. But here's the thing. I'm the whole world, like I'm like a mapato alum inside of me. So everything, I have everything in the world is right here within me. But I don't have yet the neshama. Because I'm not better than everybody who contributed. There's no gestalt here. There's nothing which puts me above the whole Bria. All I am is the Bria. I'm a man of the world. So a man of the world means I have all of the world included in me, but I'm not what, but that's it. So now I'm on par, me against the world. So you put the whole world on one side, and you put me on the other side, and we're even, except we're not really even, because that one can run faster than me, that one can bite more than me, and this one can swim better than me. So I'm not really even, they're really way outweighing me, but I have a shtickel everything in me. I'm a microcosm of the entire world, right? So comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Nizrak by Neshama. He puts the Neshama in the person. This is what you are above the whole world. They don't have this, you do. So just like the Chai has something that the Tzomeach doesn't have, right? So and the Tzomeach has something that the Domeim doesn't have. So the Adam, let's get out of our minds. I know it's there, Jew, non-Jew. Let's forget about it for a minute. Just Adam. So the Adam has something in it that has to have the whole world plus something. That whole world is called the demus. That extra little something is called the tzelem. So, b'tzalmenu kidmusenu. B'tzalmenu kidmusenu, that apparently there's a little bit of neshama, says the Zohar, even in rocks. Balatanya's Marchivus Hadibur, on this Indian, that everything has a neshama, some kind of a neshama. But it's not the same neshama that we have. So this extra piece, that's why it's b'tzalmeinu. That's b'tzalmeinu. Everything is a little bit of a neshama. But this thing that I'm, this extra piece, that this extra program, this extra, disc that I'm putting in you is called the neshama. And that neshama puts you in a whole different category. Just like a vegetable is different than a rock. And Kalvachomer, an animal is different than a rock. Don't even compare me to rocks. And we're different than a rock. And we're different than the whole Bria itself because we have this Tselem. And the Tselem Alikim is not just what animates us. We would be animated perfectly without a neshama. Baharaya, fish are animated. Plants are animated. You know, people talk to trees nowadays and they hug them. That's the neshama, you know, neshama hugging a neshama. But the thing is, no, they say plants respond to music even. But what we're talking about over here is a whole different level of over the whole Bria, that I'm not like the Bria. I have this Tzelem Elokim. And this Tzelem Elokim is the one added piece that we have people, that the people have, that no nothing else in the Bria has. Everything has the Demos, apparently, but not everything has the Tselem that we have. Something extra.
Everything has some kind of Tselem.
Some kind of a Tselem, but something.
Not the Tselem that Hashem.
Not the Tselem Elokim. Hence the Shirbaras Adam Bitzalmoy, Bitzalem Elokim Bara Isai. Shtayim. So Tzela Elokim, Tzelem Elokim, and Salmoy. So now I'm giving you something new that you're going to have Mamash Tzelem Hashem. But that's the Tzelemoy. Besides for the Tzelem Elokim, which is Bracious Bar Elokim, that's the Shemayim Vesaris, which is the whole Bria, I'm giving you Tzelemoy. What does that look like? It doesn't look like anything, because it's not something anybody's going to see on a face. Because a person looks different than a cow. This is true. Most people. But the neshama, you can't say, because the Gemara tells us that the neshama is something like God. That, like Ma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Roya, Ve'inu, Nira, it says five things that are identical, the neshama and Hashem. Like, but one of them is that Ma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Roya, Ve'inu, Nira, Kacha neshama, Roya, Ve'inu, Nira. Nobody can see the neshama. It's not going. They're never going to come up with the MRI, which is going to be able to see the neshama of a person. You can't see it. So it's. But yet, the Gemara says over and over again, nishmasai roya. Your neshama can see.
Is it something then?
So the tzelam. No, so there's betzalmoi. Just like you can't see Hashem, you can't see the neshama, and betzalem alekim. And then there's the tzelam demus. So what I wanted to accomplish today, which I think will help us in the paragraph in the sefer, is to understand and think about these terms: tzelem, demus, and then here, dusa. You can think about it the next time you say asher yotzar, asher yotzar. You don't have to go to a chasna to say asher yotzar, right? Asher yotzar is adam bechachma, uvaro avoy. And then there's a briyam nakam chalulim, right? You have their whole Bria right there in that pasuk. But Asher Yotzar, the Yetzira, and the Bria. Okay, let's leave the Asher Yotzar out of this.
So we lost the moose.
Apparently, we lost the moose because the world was destroyed, and we kept the Tzelem. But we're not finished.
Should we make
it
fly?
What?
Cannot fly.
Can't fly.
Except for the planes. But if you include the planes in the...
We can jump. We can fly a little bit. We can jump. Because you can't fly like a bird can fly.
Yeah,
we can't live underwater also. But we made things that you can.
So if you include this in the condition of the man that can create things that...
can do everything they can do all the time.
So they're not inferior to other creatures.
Meaning like... Right.
Can fly more than the birds, we can dive more than...
And kill more than lions.
Yes.
You can make a nuclear bomb that a lion can't do.
This is also a condition of...
Right. But the idea is not to try to be like an animal. In other words, if people are going to a gym to a gym to work out, the idea is not to try to become like an animal, because you're never going to become you're running a marathon, your whole thing is to run fast. So what do you want to be at the end? An antelope. Like what's the point of running to run fast? An antelope to run fast. Trying to be strong so gorillas are strong. What you're trying to do is have all the combos that you have, reach their potential, so that you can have a Tzelem Elokim. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama.
You said the only thing that the man has to one up a level is
the neshama, which is medava.
But that's also medava.
Right. Meaning you can't talk unless you are breathed into your nostrils by
it. Right.
He speaks about it. Nefesh Ruach.
What part of the neshama is ruach? What does that mean that the neshama is ruach?
I think it means, I don't know, Gemara. That's a Gemara. I think what it means is your, what we would call your intuition, or your fifth sense, four senses. fifth sense, I get it.
Sixth sense.
Intuition.
Yeah. Sometimes the Gemara says, even though you didn't see it, if you have a pachad and you don't know what the pachad is, even though he didn't see it, your mazik saw it. I think, the Gemara says, the Zohar says, even though you didn't see it, your neshama saw it. It's like a different.